Hakuro, choosing vessels in the season of white dew. In the morning, small beads of water sit along the blades of grass. Japan divides the year into 24 short seasons, each about 15 days long. They are called seki, seasonal markers. In early September comes Hakuro, written with the characters for white and dew. At night, the air cools and moisture gathers on grass and leaves. In the low morning light, those drops look white. The season takes its name from that sight. Mishima, where our shop stands, is a town built on spring water. In September, the sound of it seems clearer than in summer. In the evenings, insects sing. The afternoons are still warm, but morning and dusk belong to autumn now. The table begins to shift as well. Chilled noodles appear less often. Soup starts to sound good again. This is also when shinmai, the first rice of the year's harvest, reaches the shops. Steam rising from a bowl of freshly cooked rice becomes a small pleasure. The word hakuro may bring white pottery to mind. Kohiki is a technique in which a dark clay body is coated with a white slip before glazing. The result is never a pure white. It is slightly gray, soft, a little uneven. With use, the surface takes in the color of tea and food and changes slowly over the years, not unlike a field of grass holding dew. For new rice, try a smaller meshiwan, a rice bowl meant to be lifted in one hand while eating. When it sits in the palm, the sweetness of the rice is easier to notice. A shiruwan, the lacquered wooden bowl used for soup, feels different from summer's cold porcelain. Wood carries warmth to the hands rather than away from them. Teacups, too, move toward thicker walls, though it is still too early to put away the thin glasses used for chilled tea. For a while, keep both within reach. That in-between time is part of the season. Dew vanishes once the sun climbs. A white that lasts only the early hours, 15 days remain until Shubun, the autumn equinox. A short season of small changes and vessels to meet them.